It's midnight and I'm on my way to meet Kazim at his van. Of course it's dark, but then it's been dark now for the last 48 hours, as long as I've been here in Long Yerbayan. It's quite a surreal experience. I think it must be very, very difficult for people who actually live here. I mean, I think it would drive me crazy after a while. But then the difference is I can leave. You know, I go back to London. I can go back to daylight. I'm in the centre of Long Yerbayan now. It's still very quiet. I can't see anyone, actually. More to the point, I can't actually see Kazim. I know his van's parked around here somewhere. Somebody's going past in the distance on a scooter. Ah, and here it is, the red polar bear. The lights are on, and I can see Kazim preparing for the night. Actually, I'm starving. I could really do with a kebab. Hi, Kazim. Hello. Hello, Kazim. Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
This is a very luxurious kebab with all of this entrecote beef. It's about 2 feet high, and it's layered, and it's on a huge skewer, and it's just turning slowly in front of a very fierce heat. It smells delicious. He's got cracking now, and there's a queue of people outside this bright red van queuing for kebabs at the North Pole. It's a very strange thing.
Super sick.
Just getting my coat on because I'm going to go outside and speak to some of these hungry people. We're from the BBC.
You're from the BBC? No way!
Yeah. I've been making a programme about Kazim. What's special about these kebabs?
These kebabs? Oh, just that they're made by him, because he's the greatest guy
in
the world.
It's a small portfolio.
Yeah, and also it's the most northern kebab you'll ever have.
Well, it's 3:15 now, and Kazim's just serving his very last customer. Apart from the darkness, one of the biggest problems for people who live here is the threat of polar bears. If I was going to go for a walk in the hills around here, which are very beautiful, I have to take a gun with me, by law, as I understand it, as protection against polar bears.
Where are we? This is Longyearbyen Tours. We can go in and speak with the pastor here.
Hi, I'm Nick.
Liv.
So I think you're the only church I've seen to have its own resident polar bear.
Yeah, that's true. It's just a small one, but in the 80s, I think, one was shut close to the church on the steps.
Okay.
So
it came to the wrong place.
Usually we open for everyone, but nothing.
Can you tell me how you met Kazim?
The problem is that you have one person that don't have the freedom of movement. He's kind of stuck on Svalbard, like the ice. And that's not the way it should be for anyone.
What have you done then to try and help Kazim?
I have been kind of focusing it. I wrote to the Norwegian government asking him to get a visa, but I was denied.
If you get it then, will you leave Svalbard forever and then go and live
no,
in...
No. Svalbard is my city. It's my life now. I will stay here.
It's important to say that Svalbard and Longyearbyen, it's not a country and it's not a place for many people like Kazim to come, because this is a real hard place to live.
This is very dark and very cold. You can't go out walking, so you must just sitting in your room and thinking, and dreaming maybe. My dream is in summertime in Caspian Sea, with sunshine, and I sit in sand and relax it.
And that makes you feel better?
Yes.
For that moment?
Yes.
You're away from Svalbard?
Yes.
Do you dream of going back to Tehran?
Yes, of course. But now I have one problem. I love this place too.
You've paid a really big price to live here, haven't you? Apart from the difficulties of living here, you've not seen your son. It's a lot to pay.
I love my son, but I like my freedom first. I find my freedom here in one prison. I am not of Earth. This is my feeling. I am out of Earth.